morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you for tuning in today, my friend. Oh, it's been an interesting last couple days. Glancing here at the Statesman Journal at the headline, uncertainty hangs in the air. And certainly we know that each and every day we don't even really know how to plan because we don't know what we're going to face today or tomorrow. But I will maintain that something that is for sure. And I've shared this with you as you've gotten to know me over the last several months as we walk through this pandemic together. You know where my feet are planted on, and that is in my faith on the Word of God and who God is. And here's something that you can count on and you can take to the bank. He's the same yesterday, today, and He'll be the same tomorrow. And that's where we need to hang our hat and our hope. And that's what gives us strength and faith. And I have to tell you, yesterday afternoon, we drove around. My daughter's here visiting, and her friend Tyler, and they're visiting Oregon from Arkansas. And we drove around, and we saw all of the efforts and work at the fairground and all the things that are going there, and the evacuees that are able to be there, people opening up their homes, bringing in food and supplies and water. Last night, we went up to the Honky Tonk Bar and Grill, and they had tables full of food and resources. Are going to go again and supply food and lunches to area fire departments and help, bringing in help and clothes to, there's one particular gentleman that is a friend of the Honky Tonk Bar and Grill, completely lost everything, just had the clothes on his back. So people are bringing in clothes and dog food and pet food, and listening to Danielle Bethel. If you follow her on Facebook, she is with the chamber in Kaiser. She is on the school board, Salem Kaiser School Board, and she's running for commissioner. She did an update on all the things that are going on at the fairgrounds in regards to animals and needing help feeding animals and bringing in food and supplies to people who've corralled their llamas and their sheep and their horses and things. And it's just been incredibly encouraging. And I know it's so scary to hear the stories of people who lost their homes. And now we're hearing of deaths in the area and stories, compelling stories and miraculous stories and sad stories. And it's really hard to know what to do with all of that, right? I know for me, it's like, oh boy, it's heavy. And so this headline, uncertainty in the air, yes, certainly there's uncertainty and unknown, a lot of unknowns. But here's what I do know, that God is faithful. And even though we don't understand why and how come this is happening to us right now, I want to encourage you to press in and continue to stand strong for life and work with one another. And if you need resources and information, please connect. 211 is a way to get connected. United Way is another way to get connected. Plug in, get involved, volunteer, round up water, food, you know, be engaged. And when you can keep your eyes focused on what we know we can do, it certainly helps the uncertainty, doesn't it? I think so. And so in the effort to continue to encourage, engage, and empower you, I want to let you know we've updated our website, kslm.news. Up there, there's a couple links. It's showing you where the road closures are, the school closures. It's also showing you a link to Fox 12, which has like the fire updates and some video footage and some stories and things for you to stay connected with. And on our Facebook page, I want to say whenever I can, I'm sharing sources of information as I stumble upon them that I think will be a resource for you. So certainly like our Facebook page at KSLM Radio. Well, we're going to transition a little bit and bring some information to you that I think in the community as we move through the next few days and the next few weeks, as we move into through September and into October, there's some events coming up that I think are extremely critical that we get involved in, that we continue to work together to protect life, to preserve life. And you know, I've shared this before. I've been involved in pro-life work for many, many years. I ran a pregnancy help center in South Dakota, and believe that life and all life is precious. All life is precious and needs to be protected from conception to natural death. And we have several bold and brave individuals within our area that are standing together for life. And I've invited a few of them into the studio today. I'm so excited to introduce to you Bob and Marie, and they're both in the studio today. And Bob, welcome to the show this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you very much, Stacey Ann.
So glad to have you. So delighted to meet you. And you and I, we had a conversation over the phone. It was like we've known each other for years because we're both passionate about protecting life, aren't we?
Yes.
So tell me a little bit of what's going on here in just a week or so. You're going to have a special event and a kickoff event. You're with 40 Days for Life. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Yes, we have a campaign going on in Salem, 40 Days for Life, and it begins on Wednesday, September 23rd, and goes through November 1st, which is a Sunday. That's 40 days. And the Sunday before that, before Wednesday, when it begins, that's the 20th, we have a kickoff rally.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be on-site on the sidewalk at the Planned Parenthood here in Salem on Wolverine Street.
And what time is that at?
Okay, the kickoff rally is at 3 o'clock, 3 mm-hmm. to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. On that Sunday, the 20th. And we're going to have a big rally there, and we're going to have let people know what's happening. And that's the kickoff for 40 Days for Life. And the 40 Days for Life and the history of that is pretty profound. How many years now has this been going on?
Since 2004. Mm-hmm. It began in Bryan College Station, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Just off the campus of Texas A&M University.
Yes, and 40 Days for Life is such a different movement than what had been done through the 70s and 80s on the life issue. And it was a transition, it really was, because what had happened is, if you guys know, if anybody is familiar with, in a sense, bringing awareness to the issue of abortion, one type of strategy many years, and I'm going to say that it is effective because I have a personal friend who in Boston, there was this method used and it woke her up in regards to what her abortion and her abortion story and getting healing. It caused her to, when she saw someone holding a sign of a baby that had been lost to abortion, it woke her up. She had no clue that that's what had happened when she had an abortion. So there is a place for that, but I'm saying 40 Days for Life is not that. It is a prayer movement. It is a completely different movement. It is a prayer focused on really praying this issue to be closed and that we can move on past abortion. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's peaceful, prayerful, and fasting, vigils on the sidewalk, and we hold signs that say, pray to end abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
How did you get involved?
I've been pro-life for many years. I got involved with 40 Days for Life in the fall of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
There was a campaign going on. It was being led by Beth Williams from North Albany.
Mm-hmm.
And I got involved with that, and also leading the effort at Salem First Baptist Church, where I attend.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a campaign every spring and every fall.
Mm-hmm.
And there were three campaigns that were led by Beth Williams. And then I took over the leadership in the spring of 2019.
Do you know what the significance, or remind me, I don't remember the number 40. Why 40 days?
Well, there are a number of events in the history of God's people that are 40.
Mm.
40 years in the wilderness. Moses was on the mountain for 40 days. Jesus was tempted for 40 days in the wilderness.
Mm.
And things like that. So
that's where that kind of came from. And yes. I know in the spring it usually is during the Easter part of the year, you know, certainly leading up to the resurrection and
yes.
That time. And in the fall, it's very important. And we have our wonderful life event, and October is Respect Life Month. And Marie, you're here too to talk a little bit about Life Chain, which will take place in October. So we have these two significant events that are happening and calling people to action. talk to me a little bit about Life Chain and that. When does that take place?
Life Chain is the first Sunday in October, October 4th, from 2:30 to 3:30 p.m. And it also was birthed out of a prayer meeting. It originally started in 1987 out of Businessmen's Prayer Organization.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Stunn was the director at that point of Life Chain. He is, I think, just retired this year from Life Chain, and we have a new director. But it's mission is to speak the truth about abortion, and we speak that truth silently with professionally printed signs. I can go into seven different signs that we hold at Life Chain, but I will just tell you the mission again is to speak the truth and to also offer hope to those who've had abortions. We know abortion kills children, and we can, speak if you want about when life begins. We know a baby's heart is already beating 3 to 4 weeks gestation. That's a woman barely knows she's pregnant at that moment. And then brain waves detectable at 6 weeks gestation. And so there's no question about this little one inside the mother's womb being a life, a human life, and all it needs is time and nutrition to develop fully. And so that's one sign that we hold: abortion kills children. Another sign that we hold is abortion hurts women. And there are many side effects, I'll say, from abortions.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause some women to develop PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Can cause problems with the mother bonding with her firstborn child because she's had that abortion, and there's feelings of guilt and shame associated with that. It can cause relationship problems, just to name a few. There are multiple side effects.
Drug and alcohol addiction.
Yes.
A lot of self-harming and difficulty. I am a trained person to facilitate abortion healing.
Right.
And all of those things that you have just talked about, I've seen and manifested in women that I've walked through their healing of abortion loss.
Right.
And if you are someone, listeners, if you or someone you know has experienced or walked through abortion loss, I want you to know that there is help and there is hope, and it's an event that happened in your life. It's not who you are.
That's right.
And when we talk about abortion and abortion loss, we're not condemning you. We're
Absolutely
speaking words
not.
Of love, and we're reaching
That's
out
correct.
To you today, and we want you to know. And if you're listening right now and you're like, I can't talk to anybody about this, I want to talk to somebody about this, you can email me. I'd love to talk to you. Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSLM.news. We will confidentially, compassionately talk together about that, and I'll resource you to where you can go and get some more healing. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're talking about 40 Days of Life, standing strong for life in our community. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back and continue the conversation after this. Good morning to you. It's 7:22 in the morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, and our weather today is supposed to be warm today in the 90s, overnight lows in the 50s again, and as we walk through this week, 80s tomorrow and towards the weekend, 80s, and it doesn't look like any rain in the forecast to maybe Monday. I know we've been praying for rain. We've been praying for relief of the fires. Want to remind you all that there's links on our website, kslm.news, to find information and resources for fires. If you know somebody or there's a need that you're not sure how to meet, you know, you can call 211
And certainly United Way, there's lots of resources, lots of things happening throughout our community. Very thankful for a close-knit community. And I want to say a shout-out to many of the churches. Here's something that's interesting. Many of the churches have not been meeting regularly. They've been meeting online. They have not been able to assemble together, maybe some in parking lots and in chairs because it's summer, right, outdoors. But many of them now have opened up their parking lots and opened up their facilities to evacuees. And I think it's really, really incredible what churches are doing in our area. And we're putting together a list of churches and what resources are available. And so if you are listening this morning and your church is involved, send me an email, Stacy@KSLM.news, as we get those resource lists together. And also all the county fairgrounds. You know, we didn't have our county fairs, we didn't have our state fair, but isn't it interesting? This is the place of refuge for evacuees, and certainly now our National Guard is getting involved, and so people are putting together meals and resources and things like that, and it's incredible to watch all of us move together as a community. And then we talked today about protecting life, 40 days for life, standing strong for life. That just works. It all goes together. And we've got this special kickoff event happening on the 20th of this month. That's just coming up right around the corner at Planned Parenthood. And you're thinking, oh, why would we do something like that at a Planned Parenthood, Bob? Why would we gather at Planned Parenthood?
Because that's where abortions are performed in Salem, and it's right there, and so people can see it. And that also will be where they will do sidewalk vigils if they come out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have vigils from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.,
mm-hmm.
and you can come and pray. We're trying to have someone, at least one person on the sidewalk praying,
mm-hmm.
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. If we can't do that, we want to have someone there praying all the time that Planned Parenthood is open.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, there would be two people,
yes.
at a time.
Yes.
And if you're there late at night, and you know, from 6 to 7 when it starts getting dark, probably women should not be there at that time. But there are plenty of believers in the Salem area that we could have two people on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Every hour. That's 480 hours, mm-hmm. 12 hours a day, 40 mm-hmm. days. And so we're appealing to Christians in the area to come and pray. I mean, we can be on the sidewalk, we can do that,
yeah.
and we can pray.
Yes.
We can do those two things at the same time.
Well, and I have friends that are very active in the Omaha area, and they do this vigil every single day, 365.
That's wonderful.
And do just an awareness campaign, and they have right around the corner a pregnancy help center that they can go in and work with the women and say, look, you may not need your abortion. You know, what people don't understand, and because I worked at a pregnancy help center, is, and this was the case in South Dakota, we found through testimony of women that they would get a second opinion after they went to a Planned Parenthood to get a consult about an abortion. They didn't even have a viable pregnancy. So they were going to be sold an abortion in their mind, and they didn't even have a viable pregnancy. So a lot of times what people will do is they'll go to see if they have a viable pregnancy, and then from there, what will we do from here? And so getting all of the information, learning about your pregnancy, learning about your options, including parenting, adoption, all of those things, so you're empowered to make the most educated guess for yourself and your child. Now, here's something that's really important. At conception, you have a whole unique, separate, living human being, okay? And this is what's so incredibly important for us to do, to educate people on, right?
Right.
It's not, we are now making a decision about someone else. And the abortion industry wants us to say it's products of conception. You know, they'll change the message. They'll say, well, what about all the babies that are alive? What are you doing about that? Well, I know a lot of people who've been foster parents and have adopted, want to adopt, you know, parents that can't have children themselves, you know. Mm-hmm. So there are answers to those questions. And the difficult thing and the thing that we need to be reminded about today is that when we choose abortion, when these women and these men go in and make an abortion decision, that it will impact them for the rest of their life, and they have no idea. They get immediate relief. Oh, we avoided that, but no, it impacts them the rest of their life, and it comes out sideways in many ways that you talked about, Marie, mm-hmm. all of those effects, right?
Right.
So here in Salem, Planned Parenthood is located where?
It's on Wolverine Street, just west of Lancaster Drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just on the other side of the street from McNary High School.
And so you're scheduling, during the 40 Days for Life, you're scheduling people to be on the sidewalk, right? How long are the sessions? Hour, 2 hours? Are you...
Well, you can be there as long as you want to be, but mm-hmm. The hours are in blocks of 1 hour.
Okay.
And we have a website. It's 40daysforlife.com/Salem.
Mm-hmm.
If you register on that website, there's a calendar there,
mm-hmm.
and you can sign up for hours on the calendar.
Excellent. Excellent. I think that's a great idea, and it would be so good if you listeners wanted to join me. Maybe we could line up, figure out through email, maybe we could figure out some times every day or a day of the week during the 40 Days for Life where we are there representing and getting involved and getting engaged. And wouldn't it be awesome if we had 2 and 3 and 4 people per hour along the sidewalks?
Yes.
We could do this for 40 days. We could really do this.
Yes. I think I said McNary High School. It's McKay High School.
McKay High School. Okay. So there's a couple places then in this community that they're involved in the schools as well, or just...
Well, I don't know so much about that.
Okay.
But that's just the location is on the opposite side of Lancaster Drive from McKay High School.
From McKay High School. Okay, we're going to get more information and continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann, and if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. We celebrate you today. Man, it's already September 10th. Where does the time go? Oh my gosh, we are so thankful for you, our listeners. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Dave Smith. He joined me yesterday on the first hour. We did a 2-hour special yesterday, and Dave and Paige Smith, they are wonderful realtors here in the area, Realty One Group in Willamette Valley, and they're ready to go above and beyond to serve you. And if you have real estate needs and you're wanting to maybe just find out a little bit more about the market, perhaps you want to make some changes, maybe you're renting and you're thinking you want to purchase for the first time, or maybe you're even looking at buying a business, whatever it is, he can help you. Give him a call, 503-939-7099. We're continuing the conversation this morning, and we will open up the phone lines. In fact, if you want to join the conversation about life, we're talking about protecting life and 40 days for life in the life chain that's coming right around the corner. Our studio line is 503-589-1220. And before we get to the phones, I want to talk to Marie a little bit. Marie, we talked kind of offline a little bit about some things, and I thought you made some great points. Go ahead and share what was on your heart there.
I just wanted to share that Life Chain, which is a prayer vigil on October 4th, it's based on the Bible. We're told in the Bible in Proverbs 31:8 to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves, who are destined to die. And that couldn't be more pertinent to the unborn babies.
Yes.
And in 2 Chronicles, God says, if my people who will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, and seek his face, he will hear from heaven and come heal their land and our land. And it's so desperately we need his healing. And I spoke a little bit before about different life change signs that we hold that speak the truth. And I just wanted to bring out again, one of the signs is also Jesus forgives and heals. Mm. There is nothing that you've ever done that his blood has not already paid the price for.
And there's so much truth in that. And as far as when we come to Jesus and ask for forgiveness, it says as far as the east is from the west, mm-hmm. he'll forgive us our sins. And the only thing expectation is he has for us is that we would repent. Right. And we'd ask for him to come into our life and love him back. That doesn't seem so difficult, does it? Not really. And what I like to say is that once he catches us, he cleans us. He doesn't clean us first. We don't have to clean our act and then come to him. He wants us as we are, and he mm-hmm. works with us and those things in our life. And I think some people think our stuff is in the way and that he couldn't accept us for, and that's so contrary. When you read the word, you find grace and mercy. And Bob, mm-hmm. Talk to us a little bit about the event that's going to happen on the 20th. There's some special speakers that are going to be there. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, we have three main speakers. One of them is Monsignor Richard Hunniger. He's the pastor of St. Joseph Catholic Church here in Salem. Also, Bishop Jerry Miranda. He's the pastor of Salem Tabernacle just off Cordon Road. Mm-hmm. And Jim Cunningham, he's the pastor of Care and Evangelism at Salem First Baptist Church.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, over the years I've had an opportunity to speak in Alaska, in North Dakota, in South Dakota, in Florida, and at the Supreme Court. In fact, on the front steps, we've done a press conference, Standing for Life, and standing together and how important it is, and standing side by side. I personally have not experienced abortion loss, but I have several friends that have that have. And many of them early on could not even say what it is that they had, their own self-condemnation and the fear of condemnation from others. And I often will hear, well, I don't even want to admit, or I don't want to tell people because I'm afraid they won't love me or they won't accept me. And I'm here again to say, friends, no matter where you're at, maybe you've not experienced abortion loss directly, but you're a family member that drove someone. And you participated knowingly or unknowingly, and you have some guilt and shame and condemnation there. There is forgiveness and there's freedom, and we're here to talk about that today with you. We're going to open up the phone lines right now. Give us a call, 503-589-1220. We'll have you join the conversation, and this one's been holding on for a while. Good morning. You're joining the conversation. How are you? Who am I talking with this morning?
Are you talking to me?
I am. Hi, Rebecca. Thank you for joining the conversation.
Hi. I wanted to talk about the connection to all of us that abortion is, because abortion is many times a forced, it's not a choice, it's a forced thing. First of all, the woman feels forced into that decision because she's not supported by people around her, and sometimes those people around her take her for the abortion against her will. And there's women who really suffer in a completely different way because it's been forced upon them. And many times that has to do with a whole new thing, another thing that you talked about last week, which was sex trafficking. And the pimps who take their women in for abortion.
Yes.
The other part of it that I wanted to talk about was how we are forced into participating with abortion through being healthcare workers, or there just was a court case that now freed us, but through Obamacare, people were being forced into mm-hmm. doing abortions. With there being a nurse or a doctor.
Yes.
And there's also the church, which many people vote Democrat and are supporting abortion through their vote. Last year at the Life Chain kickoff, I held a sign that said, "Sin to vote Democrat." And the speaker that had been flown in from Los Angeles, I don't remember his name, but he was Black, and he came over and took pictures of my sign, and he was delighted to see the sign, because there's a genocide going on in Black communities.
Yes.
Which targeted to, it's something that Margaret Sanger came up with and is still being pursued today.
You're exactly right. Yep, Rebecca, there is a plan and has been for many, many years to eradicate through Margaret Sanger's efforts, who is the founder of Planned Parenthood. Talk about discrimination and racial discrimination, and where's the upheaval and uproar against that, right?
Yes, and Planned Parenthood in New York City has just admitted that they were founded on a racial basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to press forward with this and get people aware that what's being taught in the schools, evolution, is from the eugenic society. It's a teaching the kids that there is no God, and that human life came from a cesspool, and that we are just we're by chance, and that came from the eugenic society of which Margaret Sanger was a part. And the eugenic society has shaped people's thinking about how lacking in value people are, and how much we need to kill other people because there aren't enough resources.
Yes, and it's a twisted way of thinking. Rebecca, you participated last year in the Life Chain. What would you say to our listeners who've maybe never been that bold or courageous to get out there and stand for life? What would you, especially here in the Pacific Northwest, it's one thing in Arkansas or South Dakota where everybody's kind of with you, but out here in the Pacific Northwest, what would you say to them? Come on, be bold and courageous, join us. What would you say?
Well, I want to go a lot further than that. I want to encourage people not only to come out and pray, but to get involved, because whatever we don't stand against, Satan will accomplish in our society. This is a many-pronged evil that I've mentioned just a few things of.
Mm.
But one of the things that our state is doing is paying for abortions, and that causes the young people to become promiscuous and to demand the right to have an abortion so that they can pursue the lifestyle that they've been taught in the schools.
Well, in different... That's right.
Planned Parenthood is in the school.
Yes, they are. Let me tell you this, and I'll testify from my own experience. Gone to high school at Sprague High School. Graduated in 1987. Planned Parenthood came in and taught sex education, and they taught abortion as a form of birth control. I remember thinking about that in high school, thinking, what in the world? What in the world? And all of several peers of mine have experienced abortion loss and has had ramifications in their lives even up until today. And so what are we going to do? It's on our watch, friends. Are we going to stand strong? And I'm going to say, show up, be strong and courageous, show up, get involved, but go further. Let's elect people who will stand and line up with a pro-life perspective. Thank you, Rebecca, for joining the conversation. We have another caller on the line. Have a great day, Rebecca. Good morning. Welcome to the conversation. You're on the air with us. Who am I talking to today?
Well, I believe this is Diana from Hawkstone.
Well, Diana, hello, my friend. How are you?
I am doing well today, and I am appreciating your message today on the radio. So thank you very much for bringing that to us.
Thank you so much for listening and supporting, and thank you for what you guys are doing to uphold life there at the Honky Tonk. Talk to us a little bit. Give us a little update on what's going on.
Yep, I'm going to change gears just a little bit to tell you about that. So we put out the call for people to bring in sandwich supplies, chips, cookies. They have come in truckloads and truckloads and truckloads. I never thought it would be this big, but I love our community. But today we're asking that we also now have a need for toiletry items, toothbrushes, toothpastes, mouthwash, deodorant, laundry detergent, and building supplies. People are calling us, asking us if we could get a hold of building supplies for them to help reshingle the roof or 2x4s. Plywood. So any of those types of items that people can spare to drop off at the Honky Tonk.
Okay, Diana, we'll spread the good word. Send me a list, text me a list, and I'll put it up on our Facebook page. Thank you for calling in today. Have a great day.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday. Networking together, standing strong for life. We'll continue the conversation after this break. Thank you for tuning in. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Want to remind you, our Facebook page at KSLM Radio will be putting up links and ways that you can volunteer, get involved, resources needing to be rounded up, like what Hawking Talk is doing, Diana and her crew over there. As I said yesterday, we stopped in last evening, and they were having a table full of things donated, and we will get the list, and we'll put it up on our Facebook page. Also want to let you know, on our website, kslm.news, at the top there, you'll see links that's talking about the wildfires, road closures and things. I've had people text and want to know, okay, how can I go? I need to get here or there, and so I've been able to give those links. Any information that you have as our listeners that you think would be resourceful for others, your church, what your church is doing, certainly send us a Facebook message, or you can email me. That would be great as well. We're continuing the conversation this morning, and we're getting everybody alerted and aware and trying to build our team of folks that will have a presence for 40 Days for Life. Again, I've got Bob and Marie in the studio, and we're talking about this because it's right around the corner, and we want to make sure we have a good, strong presence. And right there at Planned Parenthood, which is just blocks away from right here at the studio, we're going to have a rally on the 20th of September. And that's a Sunday afternoon. I believe you said, Bob, it kicks off at 3 in
the
afternoon.
That's correct,
3 to 4. So there's going to actually be a presentation. There are going to be speakers there and all of that. And then the 40 Days for Life will go through November. And then in the middle of all of that in October, and I believe you said it was the 4th, mm-hmm. the 4th of October, Marie, there's going to be the Life Chain, which is something that I have actually witnessed in South Dakota, in Arkansas, a lot of North Dakota, a lot of different states do this. It's a momentum across mm-hmm. the country mm-hmm. to build awareness. Mm-hmm. And so we want to have that constant reminder and presence that life is precious. All life is precious. And the mom's life, the dad's life is precious. And I just want to encourage all of you to get involved, get engaged in the process. Now, Bob, how can people be a support of this? How I know it doesn't, there's a cost involved. There's a way, you have to get advertising out. What can people do to help out?
Thank you. You can contribute by check or cash at Salem First Baptist Church. They have an account. Be mm-hmm. sure you put 40 Days for Life on the check. Also, Oregon Right to Life has opened an account. The Oregon Right to Life Education Foundation has an account for us, and you can go online and contribute by credit card there. Mm-hmm. Just be sure you put 40 Days for Life in the box that asks for who should get the credit for mm-hmm. the contribution.
And you're doing some advertising, and alerting people all over the area. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. There's a free newspaper called Christian News Northwest. That's a monthly newspaper distributed in 29,000 issues every month through 1,900 outlets in Oregon and Southwest Washington. We have a full-page ad on the back page of that for September and October. We have a half-page ad in the Polk Itemizer Observer mm-hmm. that is coming out this weekend. It's on page 5. We have a slide on a digital billboard right now that's operated by Lamar Advertising. Salem Right to Life, which it, through the president, Visha Adamson, has given Marie and me a slot to share on digital billboards around Salem. Mm-hmm. And there's one showing right now on Highway 22 headed, if you head eastward, just before the exit that goes to the Marion County Transfer and Recycling Station. Mm-hmm. And it will be showing, our slides will be showing at different locations every week around Salem. And the 40 Days for Life slide will show through the campaign, mm-hmm. Which ends on November 1st. We also have radio spots that will be playing on this station, mm-hmm. and we're very grateful to KSLM for that. Mm-hmm. KYKN 1430 also will be doing spots for us. Mm-hmm. They've been very generous in what they've been doing for us in several campaigns, and a shout-out to Mike Frith over there. And we've had printing expenses and so on. They're just there's a lot of expense. But we are a volunteer organization, and the contributions to our account at Salem First Baptist Church and Oregon Right to Life are tax-deductible.
Okay.
And so we've been making it, but we'd appreciate more support.
You bet. And is there a monthly meetings and things, way, you know, throughout the year people can get involved in and networking and things for life events throughout?
Well, the 40 Days for Life events as such are only 40 days in the spring and 40 days in the fall.
Okay.
But there are people that go to the sidewalk all year round.
That's and what I was wondering. Yeah.
A lot of them are Catholics. We appreciate the Catholic community because they've mm-hmm. been so faithful mm-hmm. in coming out mm-hmm. every week. A group of them comes out. And also, there's another organization that I'd like to mention that does vigils on the sidewalk, and that's Sidewalk Advocates for Life.
And it's good to know that they have a presence here. I know Lauren nationally, and it's good to know that they have a presence here. That's
yes.
great.
And there's training available in order to do sidewalk advocacy.
Yes.
It needs training.
Great training available for that. And then the Life Chain, if people want to get more involved and maybe put contributions towards Life Chain, how could they do that, Marie?
They can direct their donations to the Salem Right to Life organization. If you go at salemrtl.org, that can tell you about that. They also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/salemrighttolife. I would like to just mention we have three life chains going on October 4th.
Okay.
In Salem on Lancaster Drive, that'll span from Highway 22 to Portland Road. Signs will be available the hour before Life Chain at People's Church on Lancaster Drive. We have another site on Broadway and Liberty / Salem Parkway area, and signs available at Salem Evangelical Church on Locust. And then a third site in Staten at this moment, it'll be on First Street, and signs available at Calvary Lutheran Church on First Street and Fern Ridge Road.
So, all right. Yeah. And so all of us joining together, standing strong for life, protecting life each and every day, starting with getting involved with those that are their lives are upended right now with the fire mm-hmm. and with COVID going on, friends, the disturbing thing is that they have said Planned Parenthood designated it as an essential service providing abortion, even though many services throughout our region had been stopped. Abortions continued. And so this is an issue we need to be aware of. Get involved, get engaged, get involved with the Life Chain, get involved with 40 Days for Life. We'll continue to put information out so we can all work together. Who wants to serve alongside of me, being a part of the Life Chain? Doesn't that sound good? We'll see you at the rally on the 20th. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Marie, for coming in this morning and being on the radio with me.
Thank you.
Yep, you have a blessed day. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. Don't forget the website is your resource for everything regarding the wildfires and how we can get involved and help our neighbors out. We'll talk to you, Lord willing, tomorrow morning. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing today, yep, we're overcomers. Take care.